Yeah, okay. Eat, sleep, fantasy, you rocking with the best. NFL fantasy football podcast. We talking mock drafts, running backs, better follow the conversation with Dale, Christian, and Armando. Screaming Eat Nation, we doing what we like. Tune in every week, guarantee we get it hype. Fantasy football enthusiasts, I know you plan to be joining us on Eat, Sleep, Fantasy. Yeah, Eat, Sleep, Fantasy.
What? All right, everyone, welcome back to an off-season edition, a live edition of the Eat Sleep Fantasy Football Podcast, also known as the Line Leaders of Fantasy Football Podcast, also known as the Prostitution Rings of Fantasy Football Podcast.
No.
I have also known as the Mark Madness of Fantasy Football Podcast. We've got 100 of these. We need to play catch up. My name is Christian Brito. Joining me as always on this pod is Armando Crespo. What's up, Armando?
What's up? Just doing my taxes.
Okay, and also joining us tonight is the one, the only Dale DeMott. What's up, Dale?
There's no better time to do your taxes than when we record for the first time in 3 months together. So that's great.
It was a joke, paying my dues, showing up. Never mind.
No, get the fuck out. Oh, Jesus. I can't start cursing right off the bat. So guys, we're live. We're back. We have a ton to discuss. We have several announcements to make before
Wait. How was your Christmas, Burrito?
It was good, man.
That's good.
Really
Happy
good.
New Year's. Happy New Year's, Dale.
Happy Valentine's.
And everyone out there, Merry Christmas. Just catching up, letting them know. Yeah, I care about them. Oh, and Hanukkah. We haven't recorded since Hanukkah.
That's not a thing that our listeners.
You're saying we don't have any Jewish listeners?
Never mind. It's probably most of our audience. I got to check the stats again. We do have a disproportionate amount of Jews. Never mind. This is getting weird. Can somebody just talk for me?
You're talking about Jubins.
Go ahead.
For those of you who are listening for maybe the first time or haven't listened to us for a while, this is a live show. We are recording live on Tuesday night, February 26th. If you guys notice a little bit of a audio distortion or maybe not the best quality tonight, that is why, because we're live, we sacrifice a little bit of audio quality so we can come and bring it to you guys via text and phone or via phone number 657-383-1195 or go to our website, eatsleepfantasy.com, and you can see click on the live show link and it'll take you to all the information you need to know.
That number, if you need it, is 657-383-1195.
Yes, that's it. Did you remember that, or is this
it's 657-383-1195. Come on, man, you should know this by now.
There is a little bit of feedback in the mic. Just to let you guys know, I don't know whose it is. Maybe Brito's.
That's Armando. Gotta be.
It's not me, because I have my big headphones on.
Oh, jeez.
That's you, Dale.
Guys, we have an awesome show for you today.
It's literally you. I fucking hate you. This is a great start.
The best part about our show, is it me? No, I don't think it's me.
What's the best part of the show, Dale? Just tell us.
The best part of today's show is something that I know Armando loves. It's kind of turned into a real deep love for Christian and I. Close. Almost as good. We are going to be breaking down a Mark Madness bracket for you guys.
Oh, Christian. My God.
Not on. It's too early. Can you guys do it next week when I might not be available on purpose?
It's February 26th. It's time for Mark Madness. Christian, why don't you tell everybody what Mark Madness is?
Mark Madness is our annual March Madness that we basically just rank people named Mark or close to Mark, like Marco or Marcus or, Marky or Mark with a C that isn't really Mark.
Yeah.
Wait, how do you spell Mark with a C?
M-A-R-C.
Oh, he was thinking C something.
Yeah. Mick. I don't know. Never mind.
Like Mark Gasol. Gasol.
Yeah.
Can you spell it with a C?
Yeah.
Let's just talk about our texting service, Dale.
Okay.
We have a lot of announcements. One is Mark Madness. We'll get to it. Number two is a set recording schedule. And number three,
when's the set recording schedule?
We're going to be releasing our episodes every Wednesday. This is a live show, but it will be releasing for our audiences on Wednesday every single week. You can expect a Wednesday episode now through the end of March.
That's right.
Just so
are we going to do live shows every Tuesday and then release
it
on Wednesday?
No, okay. No.
You guys don't like the live. I love the live. But
not
every Tuesday.
Every once in a while is fine.
Fine. Okay.
We'll announce them. You have to be a line leader. So tell them how to be a line leader.
Okay. Are we going to talk about this line leader stuff or no?
No, yes. we're working on the name. Line leader doesn't really work.
Well, it doesn't matter. We'll get
we
want to
be leaders, and we want to be in the line.
Yes.
You guys, line leader?
Okay. What? Hold on. What is a line leader to you? You tell me what
a
line leader is.
It's a kid in front of a line that leads a bunch of fifth graders, a fourth grader, a third graders.
It is a person who is the first to arrive and the person who always gets things early. So if you guys want to be the first to hear announcements, events, maybe promotions, live shows, if you want to be the first to hear all that stuff, you can get it directly to your phone if you text ESF to 55222. That's just texting ESF and text it to 55222. You get automatically subscribed and basically allows us to basically to give you some push notifications directly, you know, hey, first five people to sign up here get a free whatever, or the first person to reply gets whatever. So we're going to do all kinds of cool stuff with the texting service. So it's 55222. You got to text ESF to that number. It's
55,222.
Let me do this, okay? You ready for it?
Mm-hmm.
For those of you who want to get in the front of the line here, the latest announcements, know when our shows are going to be going live, and also get in on exclusive offers, text ESF to 55222. Once again, that's ESF to 55222. Text
close and valuable. Standard. That's great. I like that.
All right, there we go.
So some of the other things, I want you guys to talk a little bit about the new job that we have available. I think it's pretty big, and we want to let our listeners know about it first and see if anybody's available and if anybody's qualified, and then we're going to broaden the search. But we want to know who else is out there that's interested. So can somebody take that over?
We should have told our listeners that we had a lot of housekeeping to do.
Yeah, well, you said we have a lot of announcements. We're almost done. And it's all benefiting them.
It was for me trying to get the housekeeping drop in, but you're not prepared and you never are, so.
Exactly.
We have a housekeeping drop in?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
How does it go?
Housekeeping! You want me to check you off? That one.
No, you can't do that one anymore.
Yeah.
Craft just messed that one up.
That's literally the date. Okay, listen, this is perfect. Housekeeping, you want me to jerk you off? That's what we need to talk about. We need to talk about Robert Kraft, but let's finish our housekeeping first.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay, so who's going to talk about it? Who's going to talk about this job?
You are, since you brought it up.
Okay, so guys, we are looking for a producer/manager for our podcast. It's easy, if you haven't noticed, it's easy for us to kind of go off the rails a little bit and lose track of what's really important. So we're looking for somebody who's organized, who can run social media a little bit. Well, not run, but help us with social media. Just help us stay on top of our shit a little bit. I'm not really sure if that's a manager or a producer. You can call yourself really whatever you want if you get the job. But if you go to eatsleepfantasy.com/careers, or just go to the eatsleepfantasy.com, you'll see a link for help wanted or whatever. Really, we're just looking for somebody just to keep us on top of stuff. Help us
I don't know. I think we need someone to help with sales, really. We're not making any money.
Sales is part of the job, and compensation is depending on experience or, you know, whatever your application. You fill out a little application online, and then we'll probably be emailing you and figure out who's the best fit. I'm sure everybody can do a pretty good job as long as you're organized, and that's the main thing. You know, send us an email or something like that. Yeah, sales. But sales is easy, especially working with us. All right, we sell ourselves pretty much.
And you think we'll be rich.
So go to eatsleepfantasy.com, click on the link that says careers. All right. What?
I was going to say Discord in case you were going to forget. Austin's really excited about it.
Yes, Austin is very excited about it. We are on Discord. I don't know anything about Discord, and honestly, I haven't really looked into it yet, but we are on Discord if you guys are. I guess it's an app that you can be invited to get notifications and stuff, I guess.
Yeah, it's like creating a community. I use it for Pokemon Go. It's a good way to find hot spots to catch Pokemon with a group of people.
That does not surprise me. All right. And so make sure you check out Discord. I don't know if you have to be invited. Austin is doing all that kind of stuff. So
yeah, I think it's for our paid people in particular. So that's something to keep track of. But you get direct contact to all of us, as well as other people in our community of Eat Sleep Fantasy.
Right.
And you get push notifications.
Yes. One thing I'm really excited about is probably the most popular article on our website right now. If you go to eatsleepfantasy.com. John is doing an NFL mock draft, and he's really thorough in his first round. He gets a lot of hate because he does so many mock drafts, and he kind of messes around with, you know, what happens if this person does this, or if, you know, somebody surprises and takes Haskins number one or something like that. So, you know, if somebody trades out of one, two, or three, so a lot of people get mad at him, but it is a really interesting link there right on our homepage. So check that out. John Chapman, NFL mock draft.
Dolphins trading up to number two to get Haskins. I like it.
What?
Dolphins. I told you about 2 months ago, Dolphins are going to get Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray's going to go one overall.
No, he won't.
Just like
Haskins will go above Murray.
Unless something crazy happens.
We're going to end up with fucking Drew Lock getting picked first. And
Drew Lock's supposed to be the best talent coming out, like just overall talent.
Yeah.
Most NFL ready guy.
Yeah.
I don't really care. I hope we get Kaepernick.
This guy's gonna take a knee in the middle of our podcast.
There's one more announcement we have to make. Does somebody want to make it for us?
One more what?
Announcement.
Oh, we're doing the ESF Combine. Is that the one?
Yes.
Where you will be? Are they gonna be able to compete with us, or are they just gonna watch us compete? I don't even really know what it is. I shouldn't be doing this.
This is wonderful. Just don't help him, Dale. Just let it go. Just let him do it. Let's see what happens.
Go ahead, Omar.
Okay, so the ESF Combine is a combine of us performing skills.
Here at ESF.
You can watch YouTube videos of us bench pressing. The 40-yard dash should be uploaded shortly. That's all I know, guys.
All right. Nick spent way too much time on that.
I feel like we should start over. Holy fuck. We are out of practice. To be fair, before we started the show, I couldn't find my microphone. That's how long it's been.
Christian, so, we're about 8 minutes from recording. Christian's like, yeah, I can't find my microphone. Yeah. What a best way to look for your microphone is wait until right before we have to record to start looking for it. So that's great. Yeah.
Armando doesn't know what the combine is, even though our chat has been flooded with it. And
he actually participated.
Yeah, I already did my tasks. I just know what the purpose is. I just know I'm supposed to beat Dale whenever he does.
I think
Armando's goal, by the way, is never to push himself to do the best he can. Armando's goal is simply do 1% better than Dale. That's it. Like, he's one. If Dale does 100, Armando's going to do 101. If Dale does one, Armando's going to do two. Like,
pretty accurate, yeah.
Well, see, I kind of screwed up because I was one of the first ones to submit my video for the bench press. And like an idiot, I didn't wait and take my time. And I could have practiced a little bit. I could have worked out another week or two and maybe got my reps up a little bit more. But like an idiot, I just threw my video out there and then everybody's doing one or two more than me. Which is annoying, except JJ and John, which ridiculous. I think they're like, they go to the gym all the time, so it's not really fair.
I'm currently working on my video editing, so it looks like I'm doing more than I actually do.
Oh, you're speeding it up a little bit?
Yeah, I'm just kind of putting it on a loop. I'm trying to make sure that I can create a looping gift that you can't tell.
If you put it on a tripod, I can definitely cut it so it looks like you do like 500 of them and just don't like move the tripod. It'll be golden, man. I got you.
Gotcha. I'll
anyways,
be Dale. That's
don't
pretty
worry.
Simple.
Probably could. I don't know. I've been working out for like maybe 3 or 4 weeks now. So, and before that, I hadn't worked out in like 2 years. So you should get me pretty good. But whatever. It's fun. It's for charity, right?
Is it?
I don't know. What is this for? What are we doing it for?
Yeah, I don't even know why we're doing this. I don't even know.
Nobody knows what's the reason. Is this a competition? Like, is this something we're giving to our listeners? Like,
are the listeners competing against us? Are they like?
This is the worst thing ever. I think we agreed that we're going to have a combine, but we never talked about what we were doing.
What's the purpose of it? What's the reason for the combine? It's just like
we're going to hear about it tomorrow.
Oh yeah, yeah. Nick's gonna be mad.
Yikes.
Nick did send me something. Hold on, I'll tell you what Nick said. Nick said, "Have you ever seen the ESF staff and wondered how they
you're gonna read it? You're gonna hold on. You need to send it to me so I can give this the proper voice that it needs."
Okay. I'll send it to you. I'll let you read it. Oh,
I got this because you're about to go into an ad right now that we're not ready for.
All right, I'm sending it to Brito. All right, I'll let you read this, Brito. It is sent. All right. Guys, we also have a little bit of fantasy football we're going to talk about as well. We're going to get there, talk about Carlos Hyde a little bit in a minute. And then,
why
course,
is he on our list of people to talk about? Well, I don't even know what the fuck we're going to talk about.
Who?
Carlos Hyde. Why were we talking about Carlos Hyde?
Yeah, nobody cares about Carlos Hyde.
Well, not anymore. Isn't that sad?
Have you ever seen the staff at ESF and wondered how you stack up against those elite athletes? Well, now's your chance. Send us your videos beating the scores of the hosts in one or all of the five events and be entered to win in our contest. The five events are the 40-yard dash, the three-cone drill, the broad jump, an extra point or longer field goal, and the 135-pound bench press. We altered it because we're weak. The 135-pound bench press. Every event you complete a video for is a chance to win.
There you go.
That's really good. That's awesome, yeah.
Good job, Nick.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess
submission is
not
a guarantee of victory. People in Alabama are not allowed to participate.
So I guess if you guys want to compete in any of those events, you send us a video or post it on our Facebook page or Twitter feed. And if you beat me, I'm not going to tell you how many reps I did. It was pretty low, though.
Like below 30.
Okay, I did more than you, Armando.
No, you didn't.
Your video. Yeah,
I said you did. We did less than 30. That's. I didn't even give them how many you did, Dale. I didn't embarrass you. Jeez.
Christian, a bench press isn't a bench press if you don't go all the way to your chest, right?
Yeah, dude, you got to go all the way down, man.
I did go all the way down. You guys are full of shit. Really, even watch the video.
You got to go all the way down, bro. Got to go all the way down.
I did go all. You know, well,
come on, bro. Bro,
let's just start. Can we start talking about Le'Veon Bell?
Sure. Let's talk about.
Listen, man.
About
it's scissors season. It's scissors o'clock. Because it's time. It's time to cut. Let's go. Sorry, I was trying to do my Jim Bro impersonation. Didn't work.
That anything?
No.
What does that even mean?
All right. So basically, I mean, if we already know what's going on with Le'Veon Bell, right?
Do we?
And he's free to go,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, they say he's gonna be a free agent. Now it's just a question of where he's gonna sign.
He's
right.
Unrestricted. But
so,
they're not gonna use any tags on him, and he's going to be fine. I think our question here is James Conner.
Right, exactly.
Where's his impact? Top five running back this season?
Definitely 10. Definitely RB1. Definitely RB1, without a question. Top five is bold.
I mean, where do you – okay, are you going to have Barkley, Gurley, Elliott ahead of him for sure, right? Like, we all agree on those three?
Yeah. Yes.
I'll go Gurley, Barkley, Elliott, Kamara, Connor.
I'd probably go Barkley, Gurley,
well,
Elliott.
Maybe Melvin Gordon. So I guess I'll put him 6.
Yeah, I probably have Connor at 4, and then Gordon at 5. So Barkley, Gurley, Elliott, any of those doesn't really matter, and then Connor, and then Gordon.
Am I crazy to want Connor more than McCaffrey?
Yes. I think that's crazy. I was going to say Christian McCaffrey is definitely in the top 5, maybe top 3.
The only question I have with McCaffrey right now, and this is just a ranking based off what I know, Cam Newton is injured. He went through surgery. Everything saying he's fine, but we heard this before with like Andrew Luck. It's a shoulder injury. If Cam Newton's not ready, this is going to hurt McCaffrey. So I'm just going to bump him down until I know exactly he's –
I don't think McCaffrey's value was dependent on Cam Newton at all.
I think that Cam Newton
helped.
Cam Newton definitely opens up the field for. I mean, like, they are scared he's going to run. So, you know, like, whenever there's a running quarterback, it definitely helps the run game.
Right. Hey, guys, we do have a caller, and he's been on hold for 5 minutes. I didn't even know he or she. Let's take the call. Hey, from the
call. Ma'am. It's ma'am.
208 area code. What's up? What's your name? Where you're from?
You guys got to be kidding me. I was on hold forever.
I know. I'm sorry. I wasn't expecting any callers today.
And you don't remember my number? Wow.
You're from Idaho.
I don't know who this is.
I have no idea.
Blake.
Blake? Oh, man. Yes. I'm sorry, Blake. I don't have your phone number memorized. Blake was actually in our WhatsApp chat for like a week or two during the season.
Yeah. No,
Blake,
that was
man,
a lot
thanks.
Of fun.
Yeah, no, it was cool. How's your off-season going?
It's going. Did you see my video I posted?
Oh, yes. So that's what I want to talk about. Okay. Give us a little backstory on the video that you posted on our Facebook group, the Eat Nation private group on Facebook. Tell us a little bit about it. What did you do?
So I drew the sign, and literally, like, I messed up the sign, and I had to – I don't know if you saw it. It was, like, double-sided in the video.
Wait, back up. Tell our listeners, what were you doing? Why did you even have a sign? What were you doing?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, see, I don't want to say that part. So we were the very first ESF Dynasty League, like, from our members. Like, we were the very first one. And in the very beginning, we all, like, voted on if we wanted to do a punishment for the very last place team. And I voted yes, because like, in my head, I thought, there's no way I'm going to be the last place team.
Sure.
But,
you were.
Truth be told,
listened to this podcast, right?
Yep, exactly. I listened to your guys' advice, and it went straight downhill.
Of course. We got them.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got them.
Biggest prank ever.
No, my problem is everyone else is, like, actually really damn good.
Yeah, no, it was
and
I mean,
I was
everybody.
Also a Le'Veon Bell owner and Devontae Freeman.
Yeah, that's tough. All right, so long story short, the season ends and you end up writing a sign on a piece of cardboard, taking off your shirt and standing out on the road, right?
Yes, sir, while it was raining.
Oh, no.
How long were you out there for?
It had to have been like 10 or 15 minutes.
You get any honks?
Because I was trying to wait till like a decent amount of cars were going.
Yeah.
And then also my friend, he's not the best at recording. I don't know if you heard him talking.
That's awesome.
Well, thanks for doing that.
Yeah, no, that was I always love, you know, when I first saw it, I was thinking, man, that sucks. Like, I don't want our listeners to have to hold up signs. But when I realized you were in a group with 11 other listeners, I mean, somebody has to lose.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that sucks. But
yeah, and it had to be me.
Yep. Blake, give me one famous mark that should be in this Mark Madness pool.
What are you talking about?
We have 64 marks, and it's going to be tournament style, and the best mark will win. Wait, this is for Mark Madness. Who
voting
do you have?
Process.
Mark?
Yeah, give us anyone
famous mark.
Name is Mark.
Anybody named Mark.
I'm a little confused. You mean like a person named Mark?
Yeah. Anybody named Mark.
Like Mark Sanchez, Mark Wahlberg, Mark. Mark.
Okay, give me one second.
Blake, if you do not give me, if you do not give me one Mark name, I'm gonna hang up.
Why do I? Why do you? Why are you googling Mark?
He's researching Mark.
This man's gonna pull out a name that's not even like a person's name. It's gonna be like the Mark fucking suit from Iron Man, or it's gonna be a phrase. Mark my words. Can you just name a person named Mark?
Blake, I'm gonna give you 5 seconds. I'm gonna think 5 seconds, Blake.
Four.
Mark Wahlberg.
No.
Yeah.
It was already said.
You know, Blake, Mark, I can't deal with you.
This is what happens when Boise calls our show.
Come
Mark.
On now. I'm looking for a baseball player named Mark.
Like, okay, I'm going to put you on. I'm going to put
Maguire. Maguire?
Yeah, go Mark Maguire.
I'm putting Mark you on hold, Maguire. Blake. Think about this. I'll bring you back. I'm putting you on
Mark
hold.
Wait,
I put him on
do
hold.
Do we have a we have
Langston, maybe?
We have another caller. We have another caller from the 339 area code. What's your name? Where you're from?
What's
and
Teixeira,
what's
Trumbo,
give us a famous Mark.
Burley.
A famous
what about
Mark?
The Gospel of Mark.
No, screw the Gospel of Mark, dude. I mean, I'm
Whoa.
From Boston. It's got to be Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch, doesn't it?
There
you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. Marky there Mark. We got one. We got one. One Marky Mark.
There.
We got Mark.
So was that so hard, Blake? Right. Hold on. Let me bring Blake back. Hold on. Hey, Blake.
I said Mark McGuire.
Look, you took 10 minutes. This guy calls from the 339 area code and says Marky Mark right away. This is why you're standing out on the road with a sign and no shirt.
Dude,
I mean, I
seriously,
was on hold
man.
For 5 minutes.
That's true. Okay, I'm going to put you on hold for a second again. Okay, 339 area code.
Don't hang up
name?
On him. Just put him on hold. Just put everybody on hold.
Yeah, he's on hold. 339. Who is this on 339?
It's Pat. What's going on? Pat Lane. How you
oh,
doing?
Yeah. Boston, man.
Yeah, Mr. Lane. Man, dude, you're – wait, hold on. Pat
is he
been,
the one that...
He's big-timing us is what he's doing. He called in. He was just he's a small podcaster coming out of his basement. He had a paint can holding up his microphone, and now he's on some big site doing investigative reporting on the Patriots. It's like, what's going on, Pat? All of a sudden, he's like, and then I text him, and he doesn't even text me back because he's such a big timer. He's like, you know, he never returns my calls, he never returns my texts. And there was a time where we were friends, and now he's Mr. Patriot.
Friends is a little strong. Friends is putting it with a little extra mustard on it. You are acquaintances.
I was more just using you for your audience. And then
that
once that, yeah, I was just like, forget it. You know what I mean?
You don't need it.
Damn.
Pat, give us in 5 words or less, describe Robert Kraft.
Yikes! I need three, I guess. Dirty old man. My goodness.
Yeah.
I mean, but
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's bad. It's not good.
Yeah.
It's not good. And you know what it does? I mean, really, it doesn't change. I mean, whatever. People can say whatever they want. It doesn't change anything on the field. I was talking to my dad about this the other day, but like, or today, actually. We're just talking
still
about
cheaters,
it.
Right? Exactly.
Yeah, whatever. But the issue that I have is that, you know, this will – he was going to be in the Hall of Fame in the next year or two. And this will prevent that from happening. This will, you know, he'll get in, but it might be like posthumously or, you know, in 10, 15 years as opposed to the next two or three.
Can anything
you know.
Get him out of this?
And so,
can, I mean,
what did he say?
I said, can anything get him out of this or is he just dead in the water?
I mean, it's hard to know. Like, you don't know what the whole legal situation is, how, you know, whether the wiretaps are all legal. Like, who knows? You know what I mean? Like, you don't know.
Right.
If the cameras were, you know, no one knows the whole story yet. I think that we'll see what happens when it comes out. But
wait. This is the first I've heard that there's a chance they might not be legal, like the cameras and stuff?
Well, I don't know. I have no idea. Like, that's the thing. Is like, how did they get the cameras in there? How did they, like, what, you know, what did they have authorization to do it? Like, no one knows any of that stuff. Like, we assume that they did, but, like, we don't know. Like, I have no idea, you know? So it's one of those things. It's like hard to know exactly what the facts are. I mean, it sounds really bad. I mean, it sounds like they have them on tape and there's no getting out of it. But my expectation would be, and I don't know, but my expectation would be he'll sign a plea deal. He'll admit to everything that, you know, he did or whatever, a misdemeanor. And, you know, he pays a however big fine they want. He does some community service, blah, blah, blah. But his name isn't attached to the whole sex trafficking thing. That, to me, is the scariest part of it, because if he knew what was going on there, like, that's horrifying. Like, it's just – so that's the – you know, people joke about it and stuff, and that's fine, like, to joke about him and the whole situation. But then it's like we forget that, like, there's this whole other side to it. You know what I mean?
Christian here. Did you use the word posthumously in a sentence as if it was okay?
Sure did.
All right. No further questions.
Would you like me to just have said, like, after he died?
Yeah.
I mean, I could have. I just assumed everyone knew. You know what I mean? I write.
We're not all fucking educated in Massachusetts,
maybe,
man.
Maybe
I'm from Florida.
You got to
fucking dumb
like
that shit down.
So, I mean, yeah. That's a good point, Flo. I forgot.
This is exactly why Pat Lane is big time, and we're just on this crappy little podcast.
There's people listening to the show in Alabama. God, I hope not, but there's people listening to the show in Alabama that have no idea what you just said. Yeah.
They have no idea. Yeah. No clue.
You know what, though? You know what was interesting? I almost mispronounced it, and that would have been really funny if I, like,
No one would have known.
There's going to be three people in the audience like, what was that word? And they're going to Google it, and then they're going to pronounce it how you say it for the rest of their lives.
That's all that's going to happen. Dude. Oh, it's a missed opportunity.
Pat,
screw someone else's life up.
Who are you writing for now? What are you up to? Who are you writing for? What are you doing?
So I write for SB Nation now. So it's Pat's Pulpit. What happened is that I was writing for the little small site that I was with, WTP, and then they asked me to kind of start writing for them on the side, so I did. And then they approached me about my podcast and said, you know, would you like to start a podcast with us? And so I was like, sure. So I'm getting paid now, which is crazy. I'm getting paid like nothing, but even still, like, I'm technically getting a paycheck every month from them, which is pretty cool. You know, it hasn't gone over $20 yet, but it's close. It's getting there, so it's cool. So just to get a check is pretty sweet, you know. So it's cool. So, you know, and we're part of like three. As a matter of fact, it's funny. We're doing we're in the process of starting a March Madness thing. So going to announce kind of that whole thing on the show, but our show comes out on Friday mornings and stuff. It's cool. So it's like the way they have it set up, and I think all the SB Nation sites all do it the same, but there's three Patriots-specific podcasts on the Pat's Pulpit site. So if you subscribe to the Pat's Pulpit thing, you get all three, like, in one feed.
Gotcha.
So it's kind of interesting. So you get, like, you know, so you get our show and then two other shows as well at the same time.
That's pretty awesome.
That's a great commercial for you.
Yeah, I know. Jesus Christ. I'm gonna send
I appreciate it. Listen, you said there's some people in Alabama, they're like, why the hell am I going to listen to Patriots, though? Yeah. But, you know. No.
Pat, don't forget, like, 2 years ago we talked and we made a pact. We said whoever makes it big is going to help the other one out. Do you remember that? We said we're like blood brothers. Yeah.
Listen, I'll tell you what, man. If I make it big, I won't be forgetting you guys for sure. That's a death. Like, that's a, you know what I mean? That's 100%. Like,
absolutely. You're always going to come on our,
I mean,
you're always going to come on our
show. I feel very confident.
More than blood brothers. We're like Eskimo brothers at this point.
That's very true. I don't know if that's gross or not, but I
it's not.
I feel very confident in saying that, because if anyone's going to make it big, it's going to be you guys, and I'm going to ride your coattails. So that's perfect.
Oh,
so it's like, it's great.
I'm blushing. Thanks. Hey, Pat. Okay. Hey, quick question, then we're going to hang up on you.
Yes.
Okay. Pick one of the three. Okay. I'm not trying to make fun of the situation, but if you had to pick one of the three to be in Robert Kraft's position, would it be Robert Kraft, Bill Belichick, or Tom Brady?
Yikes. That means 100% Kraft. 100%.
Okay.
It's got to be Kraft.
Right.
Because Kraft
is kind of
need to get out of it, number one.
Right. So you're kind of wishing
and,
that Kraft
and even
just happened to Kraft, is what you're saying.
Pretty much, yeah. That's exactly what I'm saying. You know,
you're
you can find a way. find a way to edit that and then say that, you know, Pat's been wishing that this happened. So.
It posted on his website. It's perfect.
Gus sending the street to SB Nation. I'm trying to get you fired because I feel.
Yeah, let's post that on the banner of our website. Just the quotes, no context, just the sentence itself, and that's it.
Yep. Hashtag get Pat fired.
Well, now wait a second. I thought we're Eskimo brothers here. You're trying to make me make it so that we I can bring you guys with me.
It's all
listen,
jealousy.
Man. If we're gonna, you know,
if we're gonna survive, we gotta get you out of here.
Bond with a lifelong pact with everyone that sleeps with Dale's mom. It's going to be a lot of us in that club.
Fuck you, Dale! Fuck you!
Shout out to Debbie.
Oh,
that's Deborah DeMott on Facebook.
Why'd you say that?
They know her first name.
She's a fox. I met her in Vegas.
No, okay.
We were playing all footsies under the table.
Pat, good talking to you, brother.
Well, hey, it was great talking to you guys. I appreciate it.
Don't be a stranger, man. Hey, are you part of the texting thing? Did you text ESF to that number?
I haven't.
Text ESF to 55222.
Yeah,
55222. I'll do it right now.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you
later. And then go ahead and add Deborah Kimball DeMott on.
Stop.
Wait. I just Googled her. She was going to say.
If I just friended her right now, that'd be great.
Okay. I just put them both on.
Listen, I want my. Dale, I want my ESF shirt, my Dare ESF shirt. That's the one I wanted, bro.
What size do you wear?
What size do you think I wear? Extra large, obviously. Who wears smaller than extra large?
Right. Okay. Because all I have is large. We're going to get some more. I'll get them to you. We haven't ordered any, but I'm going to get some more.
I've been waiting long enough. I can wait longer for it. It's totally fine.
Yeah, no. Send me an SB Nation shirt.
Well, I would if I could. They don't even have them.
Oh, man. Okay.
I know.
All right, Pat.
It's kind of stupid. I'm I want one, but, you know, it's the way it goes. Anyway, thanks, fellas. I appreciate it.
All right, bud.
Enjoy.
All right, man. Talk to you later. Yeah, later.
All right.
Dale.
Okay. What?
Is Brito there?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I just want to say this, that another person that's been indicted with this whole thing is an ex-Citibank president, which I think is crazy.
Why?
I don't know. It's two really high-profile, really, like, rich people that are going to this Jupiter brothel or whatever it is. Like, it's more than just, you know, getting a little something. Like, they're definitely part of the ring, man. Like, it's going to be some really bad news really soon.
Yeah. You know, there were a ton of those in Orlando, in downtown Orlando. I don't know if they still are, but people talked about them all the time in downtown Orlando. I wonder if that's a big deal.
Didn't you used to live in Orlando? Why do you know about this?
Yeah, right?
Because I work and people talk about it all the time.
You play basketball in Orlando,
Dale. Who's Joy?
Joy?
Really, really old lady named Joy.
I hate her.
Is Idaho still around?
No, he hung up. Blake, we do love you, by the way. So if you're listening still. Anyways.
Yeah. All
right. I'll bring Christian back. Can we finish talking about fantasy football?
Yeah. So,
wait, was that you muting me?
Yeah.
I don't like when Dale has the control. But who's Joy, real quick?
I don't know.
No, okay, wait. She's friends with your mom and Kara as well.
Okay.
Are you friends with Kara and his mom now?
I don't know what he's doing. He's out of control.
All right. Wait. Okay. Ooh, so we decided. Wait.
What?
Am I on hold now? No.
No, you're not on hold.
Okay. So let's go back to James Conner and Le'Veon Bell news then.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead. So we all agree that Barkley, Gurley, Elliott, Gordon, and Conner are the top five. And you think Christian McCaffrey is there too?
Yeah, Christian McCaffrey deserves to be in there. I think over Conner, but for now.
Did you name?
Barkley, Gurley, Elliott, Gurley, Gordon, Conner, McCaffrey. Those are the six. McCaffrey's interchangeable for
that's
whoever.
Seven.
No, it's six.
Barkley,
Gurley, Elliott, McCaffrey,
Ellie, McCaffrey,
Gordon,
Connor, Kamara.
I didn't say Kamara.
Oh, Kamara's in that group.
I don't think he is. I don't think he's getting enough work.
Solidly in that group.
Yeah. Okay, so we have seven guys. Whatever. Where does Le'Veon Bell fall then? I have him at 12 right now.
He's the very next one for me.
Is he really? No way. No way. I'm not spending that kind of capital on Le'Veon Bell next season.
All right, here you go.
I mean, you don't know where he's going yet.
Joe Mixon or Le'Veon Bell?
It doesn't matter.
Le'Veon Bell.
Joe Mixon.
Kerryon Johnson or Le'Veon Bell?
Le'Veon Bell. I literally just said he's next in my he's the next tier down from the other guys.
Okay, for Dale.
It just depends on where he's going to land.
David Johnson or Le'Veon Bell?
If Antonio Brown goes to the Cardinals, I'd say David Johnson.
You think Antonio Brown is going to go to the Cardinals?
Possible.
Really?
It's possible. All
right.
Yeah.
It is possible. I just didn't even consider it as a possibility. Yeah. All right.
Maybe. We'll see. But yeah. If the Cardinals make – my basic argument is if the Cardinals make moves to get a little bit better than they were last year, I think David Johnson has a good chance to bounce back.
Yeah, I agree. They have a decent
By the way, why don't you put Kamara in that group?
Me or Dale?
You.
I put Kamara.
Kamara's been top five two seasons in a row, man. Like,
I think you just
got to believe him being a top seven back. Like,
I agree.
Shown it.
I don't think he's a bad running back. I just prefer the guys that are going to get 100% of the work. I think Alvin Kamara is going to get 60% of the work versus Melvin Gordon getting 80% of the work, or Elliott getting 80%, or Barkley or Gurley getting 80% of the work, or Connor getting 80% of the work.
But you also
I rather have the luxury of someone I know is going to be getting the ball every game. Yeah, I prefer volume over, you know, he's going to have big games, sure, but I'd rather have the volume of Connor.
But Kamara was steady even without.
Sure, yeah, I get that. I just prefer the volume. I know that, you know.
The volume was there, too. Like, he had, what did he have? Almost 200 rushes. That's pretty good. And you add 105 targets. That's more opportunities than most backs.
Let me look at his numbers from the first. He had like four games without.
I got his numbers pulled up. What do you want? Is this his attempts? 120 attempts first year, 194 attempts the second year.
Right. I want to see like the breakdown of how it changed when Ingram came back. He was out for the first four games. I know he got like, you know, a shitload of carries the first four games. That's for sure. His numbers didn't change too much. Oh, yeah, they did. Yeah, they did.
Mark Ingram is a free agent this year, this summer, isn't he?
Yeah. So, but they're going to sign somebody else. Okay. Kamara did not get over 19 carries the rest of the season, and he only broke 15 twice the rest of the way. That was week 7 and 9. So the volume, he does a lot with the carries he gets, but the volume is not there.
But he didn't break 20 carries all season.
Right. I'm just saying, yes. But he also didn't break 15 very often at all, like twice after week 4.
I mean, week 1, there was no Mark Ingram, and he had 8 carries, but he also had 12 targets.
Right. And they were also, you know, feeling out what their rookies were with Boston Scott. What was the other guy? And there was another guy there and some other guy that they all cut.
Real useful. That guy, some other guy.
They cut them all. They're all on different rosters at this point. I don't remember their names. I think it was like Williams. What was his name?
He was Jonathan signed. Williams.
Yeah, he was signed somewhere else. Actually, he signed with the 49ers. So there you go.
Okay. Let's move on.
Okay, move on.
Yeah, go ahead, Dale. You're the leader. Go ahead.
And we could talk a little bit about Adam Thielen.
He's going to start a new contract. His value is not going to change next year. He's still going to be, he finished like top three, dwindle at the end. I mean, he'll be drafted in the top 12, I think. I think that's safe. I wouldn't draft him as a number two wide receiver or three.
Is everybody taking stuff on Diggs over Adam Thielen next year?
No.
I think you've seen enough there that I think you got to shift it towards Thielen.
Yeah.
I guess for me, it depends more if it's PPR standard. I think flip-flop Thielen is, I think, is a better PPR talent. Stephon Diggs is standard. But I think both are just outside the top 12 for me for drafting. I'll have both like 12 and 13 or 13 and 14.
Okay. All right.
That's fair. I mean, that's pretty much what Diggs is if he plays 14 games as a top 15 wide receiver. And then I guess you're seeing a little bit of a drop for Thielen, a little bit of coming back to earth is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Fair. Okay. I agree. I agree with both points.
All right.
That's just so many good wide receivers. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. Speaking of wide receivers, with Adam Humphries most likely gone out of Tampa Bay, it looks like Chris Godwin is going to be taking...
And Deshaun Jackson.
Yeah. Looks like Chris Godwin could be somebody maybe a lot of people are going to call sneaky or sleeper for next year in this offense because there's not a ton of options outside of the tight ends. Any quick thoughts on Chris Godwin or should we move on?
I think he's a solid top 24 wide receiver. And I think at that point, I think he's sneaky if you get him in the like 24 range. I think he'd be a lot better than that. It just depends what they do on the offseason. If Deshaun Jackson is gone and they don't re-sign or sign any other wide receivers, I think Godwin is a safe wide receiver too.
I think you need to bump O.J. Howard the hell up next season.
Yeah.
And as long as he's healthy, I know he ended the season on IR, but as long as he's healthy, I think he can easily replicate the numbers of his first two seasons combined and get, you know, a 60 catch year at the tight end position.
Looking at my rankings now, I have O.J. Howard ranked 5.
Yeah, I think that's a very good spot.
Yeah. I have Hunter Henry, Ertz, Kittle, and Kelsey ahead of him. And then behind him, I have Joku and Ingram.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think that's a perfect spot for O.J. Howard. He's going to be a guy that I monitor a lot this offseason.
So what are your thoughts on Chris Godwin, the guy we're talking about?
I mean, he's pretty much their slot guy. I expect for him to be the third guy in the progression and their wide receiver two, even in the slot, and he's going to have a much better season. But I don't think it's going to be what you can hope for. Like, he's not going to be a wide receiver too fantasy-wise, in my opinion. He's just going to be a guy that you can stream throughout the season and hope he hits for you. But I don't think he's much more than that, to be honest. There's going to be some big games, but that's about it.
Yeah, I'd rather have Godwin, like, over guys like Jarvis Landry, Allen Robinson.
That's strong. It's way too early for an e-bet, but I would take both of those the other way.
If they're both healthy and starting week one, I will take Chris Godwin over Landry. You want to make an e-bet? We'll just make that the first one of the year. Godwin over Landry.
No way.
Okay. I will take Landry.
I'll take Godwin.
Okay. Wait, hold on.
Wait, make the noise.
Hold on, no, I got it.
Noise. Why do you got to say it?
Keep lightning, and you're going to crap thunder.
Thank you, Dale.
No problem. All right, let's move on. Randall Cobb most likely won't re-sign with the Green Bay Packers. Packers really don't want him. So this probably does set you up to bump MVS a little bit, right?
Yeah.
I'm really interested in seeing another year of that progression and seeing whether Aaron Rodgers can actually trust Scantling.
Sure.
I mean, they're going to bring somebody else in. Allison is a restricted free agent. Then they have St. Brown and they have Jamon Moore. There's some decent, you know, possession wide receivers like Randall Cobb that are going to be on the market, like Golden Tate, Crowder, Humphreys, Beasley. I mean, Randall Cobb, I mean, they have to replace him. I mean, last year they struggled way too much in the wide receiver position not to, you know, at least bring in someone, a veteran presence there. I can't see him not signing another wide receiver, at least.
Yeah. I mean, is the Green Bay Packers wide receiver position just one of those things where you can only really trust one guy this season and that's it?
No, no. Whoever they sign, if they sign Crowder, Tate, Humphreys, Beasley, I think they're safe wide receiver threes. If not, if it's Tate or Crowder, I think they're safe wide receiver twos.
I guess. I think I'm only going with, okay, Davante Adams is a lock to be a top four wide receiver. Should he play at least 14 games? And then we'll see about whoever's going to be the other guy. But yeah, there's a good chance it's somebody that they bring in from the outside, and it's not Scantling. It's not Allison, who can't stay on the fucking field. So it might just be one of these outside guys. Maybe they sign a guy like Crabtree or something to be a veteran wide receiver too.
Yeah. I mean, if they don't sign anybody, I think MVS is, I mean, a great dynasty pick, and I think he's a safe wide receiver three. I wouldn't draft him right now, but that's about as high as I would go. And I think it might be St. Brown as well. I mean, St. Brown came on strong later in the season when Marquez cooled down after a couple good games.
All right. You mentioned Michael Crabtree, Christian. If you haven't heard, Ravens have told Crabtree that he will be released. So in case you missed that news. Something kind of interesting that I want to talk about really quick is Carlos Hyde. I know you guys don't want to talk about him, but the Jaguars are expected to move on from him. This just means more for Fournette, I guess, takes his handcuff away.
Yeah, Yeldon's gone as well. So
Hyde was there for what? To be a fill-in because Fournette was hurt. Jacksonville gave up a fifth-round pick for some reason for Hyde. Cleveland didn't want Hyde. They already found their guy. So that's about that.
I have a bold statement, and I am willing to all on this bold statement. I'm willing to put my name on it for the rest of the year. We have seen the best from Leonard Fournette.
Okay. It's not that bold.
No, it's not that bold at all. I think most people are on that.
Oh, really? Okay.
Leonard Fournette is an RB2 and so proven otherwise.
We'll see.
That's bold. That's more bold than I thought you were going to go.
Yeah.
Timeout. No, it's not. Where do you have Leonard Fournette right now? Because he should be outside of your top 12.
He will be outside my top 12, yes.
Okay. But, so he's an RB2.
I was trying to be bold. I didn't know if you were going to be that bold too.
I'd rather have Lev Bell. I'd rather have Joe Mixon. I'd rather have Nick Chubb. And that's already plus my top seven that we talked about before.
Nick Chubb with Kareem Hunt there?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Kareem Hunt will play for the first 8 to 10 games?
6 games. Yeah, yes. I have Leonard Fournette ranked 12, and I think that is relatively safe. I have him ranked ahead of Dalvin Cook, Michelle, Chubb, Jones, and Philip Lindsay. I can't put any of those guys ahead of Leonard Fournette. They have just as many question marks as he does.
That's fair.
Here are the guys I have in front of Leonard Fournette. David Johnson, Dalvin Cook, Joe Mixon, Sony Michel, Marlon Mack.
Why Dalvin Cook?
Yeah, I don't trust Dalvin Cook. How do you trust him?
What about Aaron Jones?
Aaron Jones is the biggest question mark. I agree. Like he has that potential, but it depends on what they do with the new coaching staff.
Aaron Jones is fine. Aaron Jones would probably be 11 or 12 for me. What running back 11 or 12?
12 for me.
Okay.
Right. So you have Aaron Jones over Leonard for that, both of you guys do?
Yeah, one spot.
Okay.
And I have Marlon Mack. I have Marlon Mack in my top 12.
Really? Have a 20. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Want to make an eat bet? I'll do one on that one for sure.
It's too early, guys. It's too early.
He's not going to even play in the season. He's going to get injured in the preseason, miss the first 6 games. That's his thing.
I'll bet you by week 6, he's RB1.
Okay.
Deal. Hold on. I wasn't ready for this.
I hate this. I can't believe I... And you're going to crap
thunder. And this is regardless if he gets injured or not. Like, this is right now. Like, I don't care. Like, we're doing it. Okay, cool.
Yeah. He's not getting injured. He's fine. He's a beast.
Okay. All right. Well, we talked about Crabtree. I have John Ross as being shopped. Oh wait, do you want to talk more about Carlos Hyde besides Leonard Fournette being more nothing? Okay, good. He's going to be a backup somewhere, and that's about it. Yeah. John Ross is being shopped. I think this helps Boyd. This helps Green. I don't think he gets traded, to be honest. I think they want to trade him, but I don't think they're going to get what they're looking for. He was taken 7th overall.
Yeah.
So I just don't see him getting traded. It was okay. What, he had 7 touchdowns last year?
Busted down.
Like 200 yards. Beasley's resigning. Hearns is going to return to the Dallas Cowboys. That's about it.
Okay.
That's all I need.
All right. Okay, what I want to do, guys, to end this podcast, because we are coming around, let's see, we're coming around an hour right
the
now.
The mountain when she comes. She'll be coming
around. She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes.
We are going, look, this is what we're going to do. We're going to do a Mark Madness draft style, okay? We're going to go around the room, and we're going to pick our marks. We're going to go through 4 rounds. Each of us pick a different mark, and that's going to be in our bracket.
Okay, who goes first?
Can I go first?
Go. You're going to say Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg.
Okay. Mark Hamill. Go. Go, Armando.
The Gospel of Mark.
Oh, Mark Paul Gosser.
Okay, I'm going to go Mark Ruffalo.
Okay, can you put the Apostle Mark? Wait, it's Dale's
Wait,
turn.
No, I don't want Mark Ruffalo. I want Mark Zuckerberg.
Hold on, it's not even your turn. This is a snake draft.
Yeah.
Snake draft? Jesus. Okay, fuck. All right, well, either way, I'm fine. I'm going to get one of those two guys.
All right. Armando, who'd you pick? Mark Paul Gosler and who?
The Apostle. Mark the Apostle.
Okay.
Isn't that the same thing?
Well, I was going to say
Doesn't matter.
Mark.
Mark Zuckerberg. Too late.
Wait, Dale hasn't picked his yet.
No, it's snake draft. I'm in the middle.
What?
I got Mark Hamill and I got Mark Zuckerberg.
No, technically I should go next because if it's snake draft, I should go first.
You went twice,
yes,
Armando.
You went twice. You went Gospel of Mark and Mark
No, Mark Apostle is what I wanted him to be called. And the next one I want to say is Mark Zuckerberg.
No, you just stole that from me. No.
No, what? I'm before you. Mark Zuckerberg, put him on my bracket.
Fine, I'll take Ruffalo. That's fine.
Great. I'm probably the sleeper of the draft, the greatest writer ever, Mark Twain.
Oh, fuck you. You just Googled Mark, didn't you? Because I was going to do that, too.
I'm going to go Mark Anthony, but I'm going to be ambiguous as to whether that's the Latin singer or the guy from Rome.
Okay.
I think Elon... I think Elon Mark, but his name's Elon Musk.
Armando, before you do this,
yeah.
You do know I sent you a link, right? With all the marks.
Where?
On the sheet.
Oh, is it on the rankings? Oh, man.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'll pick one. Hold on. Sorry, I was looking for a new mark.
You got to pick 2.
Famous ranker, famous name, people named Mark. I got to pick 2. I thought we're doing okay. I'm gonna take Mark. I thought it was only like 3 people. I'm gonna take Mark Ho.
Mark Ho.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm gonna end mine with sexual chocolate.
Hold on. No,
wait.
Hold on. It's Armando Snake Draft. Jeez, this cannot be this hard, guys.
Mark Strong. Give me Mark Strong.
I don't know who that
is. Mark Ho and Mark Strong. We have no idea who that is. Okay.
I'm kind of stuck here, man. Do I want to go with something sports related? Because there's plenty of guys in that pop into my head, like Mark McGwire, Mark Sanchez with the butt fumble. Do I want to go, maybe something sports commentator related, like Mark Jackson? But no, I'm going to go sexual chocolate from the WWE, WWF days, Mark Henry.
All right, easy enough. And my last pick is going to be Mark Cuban.
Okay.
These
long
are some
sport,
shitty
long
marks,
sport.
Man. Why isn't Mark Anthony on this list? He's not
I already picked him.
We do have a caller.
He's on the list. He's further down.
Guys, we have a caller. We have a caller.
Okay.
Caller
oh,
from
sorry,
the 780. Who is this? What's your name? Where you're from? And give us a favorite mark.
780.
It's Clayton, boys. What's up?
Oh, it's
who?
Canada.
Canada.
Canada, you got it.
I thought I blocked Canadian numbers.
Edmund.
Cannon
well,
dating.
You blocked it on the text messaging service, so why not?
What is that? What is that? Edmonton?
Edmonton.
That's it.
Hey, Clayton, how cold is it right now?
14 degrees right now. It's nice, actually, right here. Today.
Wait, do you... Fahrenheit?
Yes.
Yeah, Fahrenheit.
Canada's weird. They use both things.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's
if you go miles per hour?
We go kilometers.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't understand miles. So, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're backwards then.
No, Canada is weird. They use a combination of imperial and metric systems, kind of like Great Britain does.
So do they add them together and then multiply them by two?
I don't know, but the U.S. is officially on metric system, officially. So go figure. By the way, it is a balmy 78 degrees right now where I'm at.
Yeah, we'll see that in about 5 months.
Jesus Christ. Hey, yeah. Clayton, who's your favorite mark of all time?
Who's my favorite what?
Mark. M-A-R-K.
Mark?
Yes.
Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah. See,
why does everybody go with Mark Wahlberg? I don't understand.
Have you seen his muscles?
Here's my team.
Have I seen what? His movies? They're okay.
His muscles, not his movies. Movies suck.
His movies are awesome.
Movies.
The Shooter, what? Transformers.
Okay. No. Time out. Those are the fucking movies that you pick?
I know. Survivor. The Departed? Come on. That's the best one.
I don't understand. Dale, you went with Transformers. He literally came into Transformers, like, after the bad franchise went horrible.
Hold on. Clayton is in trouble right now. I don't know if he's driving with the windows down or what. What's going on?
He was in Boogie Nights. He was in Fighter.
Why would I be driving my windows down? It's freezing here.
I don't know. It's really loud.
It's my hands free. I don't know. Maybe it's just shit.
You talk funny, Clayton.
This car. No, you guys talk funny. All you
talk can you say about?
No, leave him alone. Leave him alone.
Hey, say some funny words for us, Clayton.
What do you want What's me to say?
This is technically racist, guys.
Say about.
A boat.
A boat.
You don't say it right. Hey, Clayton. I'm not sure if I... Look, I don't know if I like Clayton or not. Do you guys feel the same way? Are you guys like...
No, I love Clayton. I think he's the best person in our show by far.
Some days I feel like that, and then some days I don't know if he's supposed to be on our team or not.
He's from another country, and you want to build a wall between the United States and Canada. We get it.
Dale wants to build a wall because he's white.
That's not true.
I mean, anyway. I think if we pulled our audience, never mind.
Clayton, I actually just hung up on Clayton.
Why?
I actually clicked the X on him. I'm sorry, Clayton. Call back.
Oh man.
Hear me.
Can you tell him to say the word avenue and then boat?
I hope he calls
and
back.
And then sorry. I need to hear those words.
Yeah,
just
sorry.
Hear him say sorry.
Sorry. Okay. I'll
and ask him where he gets his coffee and donuts. And that's it.
What would he say? What's a coffee and donut shop?
Tim Hortons.
Oh, yeah. They have
does he say Tim Hortons a lot?
He lives way, way west. He lives in Edmonton.
Yeah. Wait, I don't know if they have.
Yeah, that's the West Coast. Come on, man. Like, not all the way in the West Coast, but it's the West Coast.
Well, I thought that was like a Toronto thing.
No.
Oh. Are you talking to me like I'm stupid? I'm just asking a question.
There is a Tim Hortons near Calgary. but there's not one in Edmonton.
That's not true. I'm looking at a map of like 30 Tim Hortons in Edmonton right now as I'm looking. Like, there's so many Tim Hortons in Edmonton. Hold on. Time out. I'm
going to
count them just in this tiny little circle of Edmonton.
Look at the
one,
no.
2, 3, 4. Listen, dude, this is just a little like 5-block radius, and there's like 10 of them.
I'm looking at Alberta right now. There's only one, and that's in Peace River.
Fuck, dude. Let me just. You want me to paste this screenshot?
Yeah.
Share my screenshots with Dropbox.
Yeah,
one,
Peace
two,
River.
Three. Just look near the Edmonton Municipal Airport. Just look there.
Okay. Is he from Musicon?
Yeah, he's playing the fucking Spy Guys. By the way,
yeah,
I didn't realize there was an Inglewood in Canada.
What's an
Inglewood?
Nothing good. Inglewood.
There's a lot of Tim Hortons, but none in Alberta.
We're not looking in Alberta. What are you talking about?
He's in Alberta.
Right. Edmonton's in Alberta, right?
Yeah.
Dude,
it's the other way around.
No, Alberta is a province, and Edmonton's a city, isn't it?
Right. Man.
Okay, guys. Look, this is how it works, okay? All right. So go straight north of Idaho.
No, you're right. There's a lot of Tim Hortons in Edmonton where he's at.
It's only from like 15 minutes.
I was looming into Alberta and it was in the middle of nowhere. It's like, but he's not in Alberta. He's in Alberta, but he's not. Alberta is a region in, or whatever you call them, a province in Canada.
Yeah. Dude, he lives far as fuck north. Because think about how cold it gets in
Montana.
And just go like a state and a half north, and you're in Edmonton.
Winters in Montana go until June, and I'm guessing Alberta is probably about the same, if not worse.
Right.
You have 2 months
till 70. Jeez. All right, we're gonna go ahead and stop the show now. Again,
why?
Go to eatsleepfantasy.com.
I gotta do something about this erection.
Go to any of the links up top if you want to apply for that job that we talked about, texting service, all that fun stuff. It's all right there on our site. You guys have any parting words, or do you want me to get going? For Armando Crespo and Christian Brio.
Sorry. Robert Quinn is getting released by the Miami Dolphins. That's great. It's
you already said that.
No, I didn't. I skipped that one, didn't I?
I don't know.
I skipped it because
it's on the list.
I did.
My name
is Dale.
Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Yeah. Eat,
sleep, fantasy. You rock it. No, that was really bad.
They can still hear us.
Oh.